This is a mitzvah essay, Midibri Kabbalah, of Mikra Megillah. Far Mikra Megillah, we make three brachas. Our Mikra Megillah, which is the brachas ha-mitzvahs, we make a bracha of Sha'osa Nisim, and Shusanta bracha, Sha'osa Nisim, brachas ha-shevach hazah. We make this bracha also on Chanukah, and we make a Shechiyonu. In Rambam state, on Shulchan Aruch HaHechet HaMechaber, that only by the Kriya, by Laila, do you make all three brachas. By Yoim, you don't make Shechiyonu again. You make Nochamo Mikra Megillah, and Nochamo Sha'osa Nisim, or B'Shechiyonu Shein Gezok Nechten. Toises in Megillah Dav Dalet, and the Ramah, Paskin, that no, the Machtim with the Shechiyonu Tzveitimo. And the oil has in mind, by the Shechiyonu, by the Yoim, that it's also a Shechiyonu on Shar Mitzvah Sayoim, or on the Etzem Itzumah Shel Yoim. It's not Becholzai, it's a Mizman Muzman, you make a Shechiyonu. Interesting, even in the Rambam, that you don't make it Tzveitimo a Shechiyonu, in the Rambam is Mavur, that you make it Tzveitimo Sha'asa Nisim. Sha'asa Nisim, you do make it Tzveitimo. So what's the Pshat? So Pshat says, hey, in Birki Yosef, in other places, they say, let's say someone doesn't have a Megillah B'chlal. It's a whole shayla what you do. Say, there's a Me'iri that you're supposed to say Hallel, but that's Bezinder Shmuz. But I'm handling like I'll be the brachas over here. He says, you make a Shechiyonu. You make a Shechiyonu on the Yoim. Or B'Sha'asa Nisim, you don't make it. Because Sha'asa Nisim is Afin Megillah, Afin Mikra Megillah. Mine Yubei, that's the Pshat. The Sha'asa Nisim is on the Mikra Megillah. The Sha'asa Nisim, there's a Tzveitim or Kriyas Megillah by Yoy. Is it Tzveit the Sha'asa Nisim? There's a Me'iri that has a different Shita though. Again, we mentioned there's a Me'iri that when a person doesn't have a Megillah, he's supposed to say Hallel. That's based on the Gemara that says, that why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara, one of the three Terutzim is Kriyosa Zuhalilo. The Kriya of the Megillah is a Hallel Azah. So Zog Timiri, if you don't have a Megillah, Zog Hallel. But I'm talking now about a different Me'iri. Lagabi the brachas, the Me'iri Shita is Oichet by Chanukah and Oichet by Purim. If a person doesn't have a Megillah or he doesn't have Neiris, still on Chanukah, the first day of Chanukah, you make three brachas. Not three brachas. You don't make a Lahadlik. I'm sorry, but you make a Sha'asa Nisim and a Shechiyonu. And who went in the other days of Chanukah? You make a Sha'asa Nisim. Now we know on Chanukah when you see, if you don't have a Hadlaka Haroya in there Chanukah, you could also make a Sha'asa Nisim. But I'm talking now, the Me'iri is going, you don't have Raya either. You didn't see either. And you know you're not going to. You assume you're not going to. So there's Sha'asa Nisim every single day. K'moyken, by Megillah, even if you don't have a Megillah, there's a brach of Sha'asa Nisim on the Yoim. Mele Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is also on the other mitzvahs of the Yoim. The Me'iri, the more you make Sha'asa Nisim, afin Yoim. I don't think like this Me'iri, you make Sha'asa Nisim twice. Once by night and once by day. One time, Sha'asa Nisim. But in Shusanta Shaila, I don't have a achra in the Me'iri. If a person on Chanukah made a Sha'asa Nisim, because he was positive he's not going to have Loka, and he was also positive he's not going to be Roya. Avad, if you know later you're going to see in Erech Chanukah, you wait till then. He was positive he wasn't going to. And then he got Neiris. Or he was positive he wasn't going to have a Megillah, and he already made the Sha'asa Nisim. Oh, but then Tzu Getrofen. And they support him. Yeah, Getrofen on Megillah. You make a Sha'asa Nisim now? Is the Me'iri also moided that there's a Sha'asa Nisim up in Kriya? Even when you made already a Sha'asa Nisim on the Tzumah Shel Yoim. Sarach Lavar, I don't know if we pass him like the Me'iri. The Sharetzin brings the Me'iri by Chanukah. The Vedic again, if he brings it by Megillah. By Chanukah he brings it. There's a steer in the Me'iri. Okay, the same. Akuponim, we have the Kriya by Yoim, and we have a Kriya by Lailam, and we have a Kriya by Yoim. We have also other mitzvahs, but the other mitzvahs, Bishloach Monos, Matonis Lev Yoim, those are only by Yoim. So this mitzvah, so this Purim Sha'asa Balayla, Lo Yotzi Dechev Asai, the other mitzvahs of a Yoim. The Mishnah says in the Gilad of Chof of Beis, Kol HaYoim Kosher LeMikra Megillah. Kol HaYoim Kosher LeMikra Megillah. It's a Mishnah in the Gilad. No, and yet in Mishnah, the Mishnah is Mesad, they're all in Yonim that are knowing by Yoim, that they know you Kol HaYoim. A list of a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Halel, Shoifer, Lulav, Musif, Vidoi, Kol mitzvah shenoyik b'yoyim kosher kol ayoyim. It became in there from the Megillah. Kol ayoyim kosher l'mikra Megillah. The seif of the Mishnah fears us about Laila. Kol halayla kosher l'ktsira sa'oymer u'lehekta chalovim ve'evorim. Zeh klal kol davar shebayoyim noyik kol ayoyim. Kol davar shemitzvasi b'layla noyik kol alayla. Fregen the Rishonim already. The Chorim also, but the Rishonim, Tais Rosh, the Mordecha, the Ritva. Why doesn't it say kol halayla kosher l'mikra Megillah? That's what the Mishnah started off. Call Ayoim Kosher LeMikra Megillah, and then V'chule Halal Musaf Shayfalu. Call Halayla Kosher LeKesira Sa'omer. It doesn't say Call Halayla Kosher LeMikra Megillah. As I said on the Rishonim, Zok the types of Rosh, the Meiri, the Mordecha, the Ikar Dim Kri is Biyoyin. The same way the Suda the Ikar is Biyoyin, and the Ikar is Biyoyin. Iskish Zechira LaAsiya, and therefore. We're more magish to one of the yoyim. The ikar is the yoyim. About it, you have to do both of it. The mishnah is magish the yoyim one. So it's a shtickle tzarachin. There is a din of balayla, right? Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon Balevi, Chayim Odom, Likaris Esa Megillah, Balayla, Velishnoisa Biyoyim. The Turei Eben is machadish that the MS we know that the chiv of Megillah and Odom, the other mitzvahs of Purim, are not stam, they're abonon, they're midivrei Kabbalah. Different Kabbalah is not mamish doiraisa, but it's a hecher darga than the rabbanon. That was the whole shayla that Esther said. Kivuni ledoiris, kivuni ledoiris. It's a hecher darga. It's part of Tanakh. It's different Kabbalah. Lamashal, it's not so posh. It's sofik. Sofik the rabbanon lekula. Sofik different Kabbalah is lechumra, like most Rishonim. It's a hecher medrega. Zok the Turei Eben, the mitzvahs on Purim are different Kabbalah. Ober only the kriya of yoyim. The kriya of laila is tak only the rabbanon. Only the kriya of yoyim. Is midivrei Kabbalah. The kriya of Laila is a lower madrega. Who then he says, it says mefurish that Noshe Machayiv and Mishloach Manos, the Prichodesh asks, it says mefurish in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rei Eyu, he wants to say Ish V'Lo Isha. So he says, yeah, Noshe Manat Chayiv midivrei Kabbalah. Midivrei Kabbalah taka din Ismai. But they have the chiyuv of the Rabbanan. Achein Oye Bo'isenes. Achein Oye Bo'isenes is Machayiv. Noshim in all the mitzvahs, the Mikra Megillah, and other mitzvahs also mit the Rabbanan, but it's Takat the Rabbanan. The same Turei Eben, he's Machadish, it's Yadua, that the Bahag says that Noshim can't be Moitzi an Noshim. Noshim can't be Moitzi an Noshim in Mikra Megillah. Even though Noshim are also Chayiv, Noshim can't be Moitzi an Noshim. Now the emesis, the Pshan in this Bahag, is it's the Bahag Lashitosai, maybe we'll get to it, the Hemshech. That the Bahag is Mechadish, and Moira Degishtikal Torah, there's a whole word to it, but let's just say that's Mzog, that in the Chiyav of Megillah, there's a Chiyav of Shmia and the Chiyav of Kriya, because the says Be'emes, like, let's be Makim, you could declare, there could have been a tzad, it's only a din of Shmia, and everyone's Yaitzeh by listening. Well, fakir, it's a din of Kriya, and Be'emes, the Valkyrie is being Moitzi everyone else with Shemeya Ke'oine. The Bahag learns that Be'emes men are Chayiv in both Kriya and Shmia. Women are only Chayiv in Shmia. The whole shmuz farvasa, but that's what he says. Oy bazoy, a lady can't be moitzi a man because the lady doesn't have the chiyuv of kriya. Oh, but the Turei Eben going al pidarko is mazbana androif. Noshim are only chayiv midrabbonon. He wants to say that the whole chiyuv on noshim of afen oy boisinais is only the rabbonon. Men are chayiv midrei kabbalah. Or the rabbonon, someone who's only chayiv midrabbonon can't be moitzi someone who has a chiyuv midrei kabbalah. Lefize. By the kriya of Laila, a lady should be able to be moitzi a man. If this is the hezbr. If the hezbr why an isha can't be moitzi a ish. Not like the, not because of the knetch of the bahag. But rather because it's because of the rabbonim can't be moitzi a divrei kabbalah. But like the Turei Eben, balayla, even men are only chayiv mi divrei kabbalah. It would come out that balayla, a lady could be moitzi a man. The emes is, even in the bahag alayn, there's a hezbr to it. What's the types that men are mechayiv also in kriya? What's up? Is noshe mechayiv afen oy boisenes in shmiya? What's up? Is men have another chiyuv of kriya? The chiyuv noisif is a chiyuv of mechias amolik or of kriyas atoyra. But under a darga of a din, could be that din is only bayoyim. The marcheshes wants to go like the other achronim. Oy bazei vayta balayla noshim vaanoshim ashove, and then an ish would be able to be moitzi an ish. But okay, this is going off along on this inyan of the Turei Eben, that the Turei Eben was saying that back to the original kasha that we started with. Why did the Mishnah say Kol Hayoyim Kasher LeMikra Megillah, and it didn't say Kol Halayla Kasher LeMikra Megillah? The pshat is because Balayla it's only a Derabbanan, Bayoyim is Divrei Kabbalah. We fear Oisa Bezay. Maybe a lady could be might see a man. Balayla. The Turei Eben Avada speaks about this by Purim Mishulish. In a Purim Mishulish, not this year, but in a Purim Mishulish. When the mukafim are not laning on Shabbos, kesvav is Shabbos, so everyone lanes on Yudalit. Of bezok to Turei Eben, there's a big difference. When the rest of the velt is laning on Yudalit, the prozim are laning on Yudalit. That's the ikar din. Friday is Yudalit, and that's the divrei kabbalah laying on Yudalit. the Yerushalayim, the Mukafim, that are, they were mevatel because of the Gzeira. Right? The same way they were mevatel Shofar and Lulav. They were mevatel the Gzeira, so there's no Divrei Kabbalah. Instead, they were mechadish mit the Rabbanon that you should learn on Friday. It's only the Rabbanon. A Yerushalayim can't be moitzi of Bnei, I don't know, Bnei Brak is a shayla what it is, but in a place which is for sure a prosy. Bnei Brak is somach venira to Yafo, and Yafo is a Sofik Mukav. But we'll pick a place that's Vadai, New York, yeah? It's not a. So a Mukav can't be moitzi or prosy, even though they're both Chiv is Friday. Because the Mukav's Chiv for Friday is only the Rabbanon. They were oiker his Divrei Kabbalah. It's supposed to be Shabbos. The Megillah says he's supposed to lay on Tesvav. Because of Gezerah the Rabbah, they were oiker it. By Shofar, they were totally accurate. By Lulav, they were totally accurate. By Megillah, they said, they transferred, they made it the Rabbanon the Kechir. By Bazai, the Mukav can't be Moitzi the Prozim. Why? Because it's the Rabbanon. Nochmal, through to the Mishnah here, we were telling, why does the Mishnah say, Kol HaYom Kosher LaMikra Megillah? It doesn't say, Kol HaLaila Kosher LaMikra Megillah. There's a Chiddush from the Tshuvas Binyan Shloima. Where are the Chiddush? We said from the Turi Yevon that it's only the Rabbanon. He goes a step further. He says, in the times of the Mishnah, there was no Chiyuv of Megillah Balayla. The Makar that we lay by night is a member of an Amoira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, on the Dalit. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Odom Likaris as a Megillah Balayla, Vishleis of Ayoim. Zokter, it was a Chiddush, it was Neschadish in the times of the Amoiroim. Midine the Mishnah, it wasn't the din of Kriya Balayla. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. Because Midin Mishnah, it wasn't. It was Taka only later in the Tkufas Amoiroim. Tremendous Chiddush. I saw one more Mahalach. What was the Vart? Why doesn't the Mishnah say, Kol HaLayla Kosher LeMikra Megillah? Most things that are Noig Balayla, like it says, Ktsiris HaOymer, Hektach HaLavim VeYivarim, are only up to Lalaisa Shachar. But Mikra Megillah, it's not so posh, there's a Shailim, Morgan Avram handles it, that the Kriya of Layla Be'emes could go to Netzachama. It's a very big Chiddush, the Morgan Avram brings Achronim that hold like that, and he's Choylik on them, but there's a Zan Nidin, that the Kriya of Layla could go to Netz. Pashtas, we never have such a thing. Most things that are annoying to Layla only go to Lalois. But that's why I didn't mention the Mishnah, because it's to Netz, because the Din is different. It's an interesting Tezach. That means, if it's between Alois, Shachar, and Netz, you know, Bidiyeved, you're allowed to lay Megillah already from Alois. So a guy could lay Megillah between Alois and Netz, and the Yitz of both, Avada not, he should have lained earlier, and he still should not be laying later. But I want to know if you have Ruvain, who didn't lay yet the Kriyas Laila. So he has to lay after Alois, and that day in the Morgan of Rome, he still should lay the Kriya of Laila. And you also have someone else, Shimon, who mamish b'diavad, he has no choice, he has to lay from Alois because he's going to be Torah the rest of the day, and b'diavad he can lay from Alois. And you have a third guy, Levi, who's the Balkairi. He could lay for both of them. He could lay the Megillah once between Alois and Nate, and it's going to be Ruvain's Kriyas Laila and Shimon's Kriyas Yoin. I had a similar shaila. It's interesting. You know, you have a lot of places that are a sofik if they're supposed to lay on Yudalot or Tezvov. There are ayores that are sofik if they were Mukav Chaimim and Mais Yeshua Benun. There are other places that have a sofik based on if they're Samach Venira. There's a lot of gedarim to it. Lamashal, we mentioned Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is Samach Venira to a sofik Mukav. Yafo is a sofik Mukav. And Bnei Brak is Samach Venira to Yafo. So the Bir Alacha Lamais, the Paschans, he brings the Bir Yosef. We're not noyig samach venira on safek mukav. The din of samach venira is only on a mukav vadi. There's no din of samach venira on a safek mukav. But the chazanishnik is anoyig. They machmer. I think all the mitzvahs they do kriya and aracha. I think they do also mitzvahs. They're choishish. Not like the Brik Yosef that it's samach venira to safek mukav. Akapanim, you have places that have to land by both. Or Ramot, always the balagan with Ramot. Is it samach venira? Not. Did the air of change every year? There's a new masamat nochamol back in Ramot. So, the Moshel, I have a Shaila of an Azah place. If a person, again, but what would be the din in Azah place? This will fake sveke. What's the case? This person didn't lay Yudalad Bayoim. Why not? An Oynes, a Chveis. He didn't lay yet Yudalad Bayoim. It's 25 minutes after Shkia. Now, he's in a place that the MS you have to lay both days, both nights, and both days. But it's now 25 minutes after Shkia. And he passed it. He didn't lay the day one. Let him lay right now. Let him lay right now. But let him say he wants this to count also as the night kriya of for the second day. maybe it's still too early. It's, let's say, 10 minutes after Shkia, whatever, when you're in between the Suffolk Shkia. But Kitzur, I want to make that he could have a Sveik Sveik, a Suffolk if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but also Suffolk, maybe it's Pachlal not a Mukav, maybe it's a Prozi, and he was already Yotze. So you could be Mitzdar of Sveik Sveika to be able to lane in such a case. Sadoh, Asaf Pratam Adem Abar, let's move on. We said that the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam, Likreis Esamagila, Balaila, Vilishnois Abiyoin. The Gemara says over there on Daf Dalet that the Bnei Yeshiva had a Havamina that Lishnois Abiyoin means to learn Mishnais. That's what they thought. Chayiv Adam, Likreis Esamagila, Balaila, you have to lay the Megillah by night, Vilishnois Abiyoin, and by day you should learn Mesech the Megillah. That's what they thought. Until they tell him, no, Lishnois doesn't mean Mishnais, Lishnois means Nochamol, Tzveitamol. A Tzveitamol. So the Turi Evan asked the Rashash, the Achroinim, it's a Mefurash Mishnah. Kol HaYoyim Koshel L'Kriyas Megillah. How did these Bnei Yeshiva have a Havamina that by Yoyim you're supposed to only learn the Mishnais of Megillah? Well, she tells them that they're learning the Mishnais. Every year they're learning the Mishnais. Ad lo yoda. They're learning the Mishnais. The Mishnah says, Kol HaYoyim Koshel L'Kriyas Megillah. How could they have thought that not? So, the Achronim want to answer that we're going in a case when the guy didn't lay by night. Meaning these Bnei Yeshiva really thought that the Seder HaDvarim of Purim is that by night you lay the Megillah and that by day you learn Mishnais. The Mishnah that says Kol HaYoyim Koshel L'Kriyas Megillah is going in a case when your Grad didn't lay it by night. Which is still a Pella. Because if you didn't lay by night, first of all, then why do you have to start only from Leitz HaChama L'Chatchila, the Mishnah says here? Mamonashach. Say it from Alois, whenever it is. If Alois is still Laila, so then Chaparayin, your Iker Din of Kriya Balaila. If it's already Yoyim, so it's already Yoyim. But it's neither. It's an Ayah Bria. And also, what happened? Why didn't the Mishnah say, Kol HaYoyim Koshel L'Mishnah Megillah? I'm assuming, even if this guy Vidyeva didn't lame, and he has to do still the Kriya by Yoyim, what, suddenly he loses the Din of Mishnais? They obviously had a Havmina that there's a Din to learn Mishnais by Yoyim. Mistama the Pshat is, because the Iker of Purim is by Yoyim, and the Iker of Kabbalah Satayr of Purim was on Tarash of Alpeh, because it was Kim of a Kibla, and the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Kim of a Kibla was on Tarash of Alpeh. Mistama, that's the Pshat that the Bnei Yeshiva thought, that you're supposed to learn Mishnais after by Yoyim. So even if you didn't do the Kriya by Laila, and you have to do Kriya by Yoyim, where was Nelam? Where was Nelam, B'chayiv Adam, Lishnois Esa Mishnais Ba'alayla? That's from Vissen. So Tzorachin on the Bnei Yeshiva. Lamai says, Mavur, the person said, you're not Mechuyiv to go make two Purims, you know, to Chaparayin and go become a Pruz Ben Yoimai, which is Gans HaSugya, but one shot I have, that fragging, let's say, you're not Mechuyiv, there's no, maybe there's an Indian, there's not an Indian, I don't know, but let's say a person missed Megillah, a Pruzim. Missed Megillah at night. He missed. Is there an Indian he should become a Mukif? So he should chap around both mitzvahs. Or a person missed. Is there. Or any of the mitzvahs. If a person missed out on one of the mitzvahs Hayoim of Purim, Ba'oinis, Shoigi, is there then yet taka more of an Indian? He should mischayiv zayn zich veren oichet a Mukif. Nothing wissen. The pasuk says, "Va'asoy asoy yoyin mishta v'simcha v'yomtif." V'yomtif. The Gemara has a havmina, and the Yerushalmi brings the Maisa day like that. That Purim is asur basiyas malacha. Purim is asur basiyas malacha. So the shaila is, the Yerushalmi asks, "It's a mefurish mishnah. Ha'yakoysev es a megillah. If a person was writing a megillah, and as he's writing it." He's writing a word for word, looking in another Megillah, so maybe as he's saying each word and he's writing it, so it says, if he was Mechavin, he's Yoytze. But if he wasn't Mechavin, he's not Yoytze. There's a whole shayla in Rabbi Kivega that maybe he should be Yoytze to Etzem Ksiva, Ksiva Kedibur. Even if he didn't say the Ksiva Kedibur, it wasn't from a full Megillah. Frekti Yerushalmi, how you koisev Issa Megillah? What's with Issa Malacha? So, interesting, you know, the Turi Evan is Mesupik if the Issa Malacha of Purim is even at night. Because he says, you know, some of the mitzvahs we see is only by day. Maybe the Issa Malacha also by day. So he says, Avada not. Avada, the suit is only by Yoyim, for whatever reason. But he tells the suit to that Leil Yom Tov is Nismait. Ach, that woman might Simcha from Leil Yom Tov Rishon. So that's why there's no suit of Balayla. But he says, other dinam Avada noig Balayla. And he says, the Issa Malacha is also Balayla. He says, why? The Yerushalmi asks, how is the Chayef the Mishnah Koysev is a Megillah? Why doesn't the Yerushalmi just answer? We're going Balayla. Is a raya that avada the Issa Malacha is balayla also. So the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, so how is the Shach? He's Kaisiv as a Megillah. And for the Yerushalmi, it was in a year that Purim was a Purim Shulish, that it was came out on Shabbos, and it's someone laying the Megillah on Friday, but not a prozi, a mukif that's laying the Megillah on Friday. The Ismalacha on Purim Shulish is on Shabbos. Just because they pushed the Megillah back to Friday, but the Ismalacha from Purim is Shabbos. And that's the case how you have Kosev Issa Megillah, that he was writing it on Friday in Yerushalayim. I saw the Meshechoch Masakasha. Why don't you Zetzayin the Mishnah that they were writing the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? The Kfarim laying the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Nemton the Meshechochma, the Issa is not on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Kriyas Megillah they pushed earlier. But the Isser Malacha is the Vad Boy Beyoin. Nusa Zetzayin the Mishnah. Hayikosev is a Megillah in a Kfar that they were writing it on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Zokter, because the Gemara says Megillah Shaloi Bizmana Tzorach HaSorah. When Megillah is not Bizmana, Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Megillah Shaloi Bizmana needs a Sorah. Kosev is a Megillah is Mashma, it's a private guy alone sitting in his house, a Sofer writing a Megillah. It's not Mashma, there was a minion. And Shaloi Bizman at Tzorach HaSorah. So to me, this Meshechachm is a big idea. There's a Shiloh, the Oilam in Yerushalayim, there's a big Suffolk. And it's part of Meshulish when they laid the Megillah on Friday. Is that called Bizmana? There are those that want to say, it's not Bizmana. It's not Bizmana. Oy Bazoi, they say you have to have 10. You know, say it, everyone goes to Shul. But what about ladies? You know, maybe people make small kriyas for ladies. In Purim Meshulish, the Oilam is very machmer. That should be 10 ladies. You don't have to have men after, but it has to be 10. The machmer should be Basor. Because Shaloi Bizmana Basor. Medusa, the Meshechachm here is before that it's not, doesn't need a Sarah. If the Yerushalmi didn't Zetzerayim by the Kfarim, because the Kfar, it can't be the case of Kosev because you need a 10, and the Yerushalmi does say it by Purim Shulish, is a Raya that it doesn't need a Sarah. Oh, but that's Bechlau, very interesting, when you go into the Kfar to figure out when did the Kfar have Issa Malacha? When does the Kfar do Kriya of Laila? Now you have to work out all the different Gedorim of Kfar. Yeah. The Gemara says that Wasada that the ear lanes of Yudalid and the Mukafim lane on Tesvov. Now the Gemara says you need to have Asara Batlonim. So there's a Machloikis Rishonim, Ramban and Toisvis on Davdalid, whether a Mukif needs Asara Batlonim. An ear needs Asara Batlonim. What about a Mukif? A Mukif to lane on Tesvov. We Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, Paskins like Toisvis, that you don't need Asara Batlonim to be considered a mukif. But the Ramban's shita is that a mukif is only a mukif if there's asara batlonim. And this was mamish negei halacha lemaisa. Between 1948 and 1967, there was no yidden at all in Yerushalayim, in the chaymus, in the tzimun chaymus. There was no yidden. Right? Right when the tzionim came to took over the country, the Arab countries took over, and we lost, we didn't have the old city, we didn't have the coastal. Before 48, we did. We were in Golis under the Turks. Now we're in Golis under the Tzioinim. But the Tzioinim for 19 years lost control, and there was no Yidden there. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's a Sach Yidden in Altishtot. But then there was no Yidden. There wasn't a Sarah Batlon. So there was no Mikra Megillah over there at all, because there was no Yidden there. But what about Somach Benira? So the Shaila became, according to the Ramban, you need a Sarah Batlonim. You need a Sarah Batlonim. Where's the Asar Batlonim in Yerushalayim? Oy Bazoya, Shalein on Yudalit. Even in the Samach Veneris, it's Shalein on Yudalit. So the Emes is Halacha L'maisa, we pass them like the Machaber, that you don't need Asar Batlonim. But they were clearly like the Ramban. But the Shaila is Efshi, you could say, you could have the Asar Batlonim in the Samach Veneris. Who says the Asar Batlonim have to be in the city itself? The Asar Batlonim could be part of the Samach Veneris. You can clear. Well, no. First, you have to have an established mukif with its dinim, including batlonim, and then samach benira to that is also going to lay on tesvav. But the batlonim have to be in shtot alein. You can clear, it would be enough kamina klape then when there was no batlonim. Lemaisa in Shushan, they lay on tesvav. I think Navar Rabbonim sent a kvutza. I don't know if Kevin Mordechai is in Shushan, maybe it's somewhere else. But Shushan, I want to say a vort. Shushan lanes on Tezvav even though there's no Mukif Yeshua Mishai Mais Yeshua Benun. because that was the Iker place. No, they didn't want to be mezalzel in the Arim Sheberet Yisrael, so they said it's totally in Yeshua Benam. But Shushan Alein. So I want to tell who are the Nasara Batlan, even like the Ramban. Oh, but what's the Shushan? Azayvi Shushan doesn't have the Tanai of Mukaf Mimais Yeshua. Oh, but it's for Shushan. Yesh Lachkar, if Shushan needs Asara Batlan. Yadua, there's a very interesting Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis. It's talking about Kedushas Mukaf Choyma, nothing to do with Megillah. He's talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim. And we know that in Yerushalayim and in Mukaf Choyma had certain Kedusha. You're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim. It's Mukaf. The Gemara in Pesachim and in Zvachim and in a few places, the Gemara handles that Gagin Va'aliyas Loinus Kachu. To eat Maaser Sheni, you have to eat on the, in the house itself, not on the Gagin. The Gagin Loinus Kachu. The Minchas Chinuch says there, Psa'advort, one Shura, he says, Yesh Lodun, he's Mesupik, also for Mikra Megillah. Maybe for Mikra Megillah also, maybe Gagin Va'aliyas Loinus Kachu. That's what he says, Tom Vanishlam, that's the whole sentence, one sentence. Not in Megillah, in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, in Yonim of Shiluach Machanes, whether maybe there's no Gagin Valias by Mikra Megillah. And Hashoyel Yishal, it's a Pele de Minchas Chinuch. Gag, it's Samach Venera. It's Samach Venera. If in Har Nof, you're laying on Tezvov, because it's Samach Venera, Samach V'Samach V'Samach Venera, so on the roof of Esha Torah, you're going to say, no, it's not, because it's not Loin Eskach with the Gagin. It's not worse than Samach Venera. It's a Pele de Minchas Chinuch. I mean, Leute Berke Yosef, there's no din of Samach Venera by a Sofik Mukif, to have a case. Right? What's the din on Gagin of a Sofik Mukif? Because by Sofik Mukif, you can't tell me it's a Samach Venera. There's no din of Samach Venera on Sofik Mukif. So then you need to come out to the Gagin.
What if you have a different city that's Mukif? And you also say
Gagin Aliyah is on the city? Yeah, Mukif, he's not talking about Yerushalayim. He's talking about, oh yeah, Kedushas Mukif. Mitzoyer is in the Shtaleach from all Mukifim. Technically, some Rishonim say the Kachim Kalim could be Nechel and all Mukafim, just it's never Negeah because it's a Pul Yaitzah. Murder Gazach, it's a Sheet and Rishonim. My Sheshani needs Yerushalayim Dafka. Kachim Kalim, that's in any Mukif. No, it's Mukif. No, Eretz Yisrael. It's a Mishnah and Kalim, there's the paragraph Kalim. So you have to know what. I want to declare it would be an Afkamina if the Batlonim are on the Gag. If you're telling me that the Batlonim have to be in the Mukif for the Shitas Ramban, it would be an Afkamin if all the Batlonim are on the Gag of Esha Torah and they're not inside, so then you don't have Batlonim in the Mukif. That's what Ben Efshra and Afkamin. The Kfarim used to lay on your Alki Bez Yud Gimel. Where did the Kfarim lay? Shitas Rashi is that the Bnei HaKfar would come to the ear on Yud Aleph. This year the Marshal would have been on Yud Aleph. Because it's the Yadalit is Yom Rishon, so you mock them to Yom Chamishi, to Yud Aleph. And the Ben-Ear lanes for them. And the Pella is, the Ben-Ear is not his Chiv now. How could the Ben-Ear be Moitzi, the Ben-Kfar? Other Rishon say no, one of the Bnei HaKfar lanes for them. Well, Bechal, some Rishonim learned that the Bnei Kfar lane in the Kfar. But Rashi says, no, the Ben-Ear lanes for the Bnei Kfar. And it's a Pela Agogu. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi that a Mukif can't lane for a Prozi. Right? We said, a Mukif can't lane for a Prozi. It's too different. How could a Ben-Ear lane for the Ben Kfar? So the Aruch HaNer wants to say, a Mukif can't lane for a Prozi. Fakert. He wants to say the Lashon of the Sham is that a Prozi can't lane for a Mukif on Tezvov. And Dr. Rochner, yeah, because the Prozi, it's already Ois Purim to him. It's Ois Purim. On Tezvov, for the Prozi, if he didn't go and become a Chayiv a second time, showed up in the morning, yeah? So it's Ois Purim. It's Ois Purim, he can't be Maitzi a Mukif. But in a Chanami, a Mukif could be Maitzi a Prozi. As says Dr. Rochner, I just the Ben Kfar, the Ben Ir can Maitzi the Ben Kfar. There's a Mahalach from Rav Osher. He says in Yevamos, in the Sugis from Leis Gaidu, he says that there's two Purims. There's Purim of a Mukif and Purim of a Prozi. And the reason why a Prozi can't be Maitzi a Mukif is because it's an under a Purim. Aber the ben kfar, the yiralafid beis gimel is not an under Purim. That's a sifkotan of the din of regular Purim. Meaning, as all you can say, stop. You don't have to be moitzi. There's arvus you can be moitzi. The whole kasha was, it says a ben ir can't be moitzi for a ben for a mukkah. The pshat is because it's an under Purim. Because it's an under Purim. Lefizeh, he said, what does it say? Bechidush, Rabbi Kiveger says that if someone was not makabel Shabbos yet, he can't be moitzi kiddush. Someone who was makabel Shabbos, because not Shabbos thing. Azoyvi the ben ir can't be moitzi ben kfar. So Rabbi Shno, it's Shabbos. So for him, it's not Shabbos. It is Shabbos. It's arvus. It's not a different Shabbos. The reason that Yudalit and can't be moitzi the tesvovnik because he's not shaykh to yen his yontif. It's an under yontif. That's a tesvovnik yontif. I don't have that tesvovnik yontif. I don't have that Yudalit yontif. Or b'Shabbos a chop Shabbos. It's not yet Shabbos. It's arvus.
It's not mechir
because that. But that. So, but arvus could be moitzi. No, you're going to ask me because Yerushalmi that says you can't. The pshat that Yerushalmi is because you're not shaykh to that chiyuv b'chlal. The shtickle is starting from this member of the Yerushalmi that the mukif can't be the ben ir can't be moitzi the ben krach. Under report, I was mesupik if someone already made havdola on moitzi Shabbos, and it's still a few minutes after shkia, and someone else who hadn't made kiddush yet, and the diavad is shitas, then it's ois Shabbos already. That's
why do you show me not say the other way?
No, so. Fakir, like, oh yeah, like the Aruch Ner, that was the diuk of the Aruch Ner. Yeah, okay. The pashtus would have been that it's like plug. The Rishonim quoted as like plug. The Rishonim that asked Rashi, asked it and say like plug. The Aruch Ner's chiddush was to say it's taka only one way. And the Rebbe says, it's taka different. It's taka both ways. A ben ir can't be moitzi a ben krach, and a ben krach can't be moitzi a ben ir. It's not because Purim is ois or not ois. It's because it's a different Purim. The Gemara says in Megillah, Shileish and Veloy Rebein. This is a line in the Gadata, for those that want to go. Spearnish the Machoyev. This is the second Seder today? Again, no. Spearnish Machoyev. We're going to have this in the Dinyonim from the Gadata. There's four places in Tanakh that it talks about Amalek. And the Gemara Betzim says, Esther asked Kisvuni Ladoiris that we should make Megillus Esther part of Tanakh. And they said, no, Shileishim Belay Rebein. And then they found the Pasuk, no, Ksoiv Zoysikar and Basefer. And there's four times, interesting, the four times we lane all of them this week. Parshas Beshalach, which we lane on Purim. Parshas Kiseitze, which again is the maftir of Parshas Zohar. Shmuel, the story of Shaul, which we're going to lane is the haftorah of Parshas Zohar. And Megillus Esther. That's the Shileishim Belay Rebein. We're laning all four in Yonim that the Milchama against Amalek. This is the time for the Milchama against Amalek. In Sfarim it says that Amalek is Gematria Sofik. 240. Amalek is Gematria Sofik. Amalek is also Gematria Rum. Not Rum in English, Rum in Hebrew. Rum is Gaiva. Amalek is Gaiva. Koichiv Yoitzim Yodi is Amalek. Amalek is Sufik, Amalek is Rum. Amalek is the Nochash HaKadmoni. The Nochash HaKadmoni, it says, HaNochash Hishiani Va'oichel, which that the Nochash Shepherd Chavad Hishiani. Hishiani is the letters Yesh and Ayin. And that's what Amalek came. And he made a Mulcham, and it says in the Pasuk, HaYesh Hashem Bekir B'cho Im Ayin. That's the same thing that the Nochash was doing of Hishiani. Yesh and Ayin. Amalek comes and he makes a suffix. He makes a suffix in our Amuna. Kol Echad on his level, Hayesh Oyayim. And he causes a bilbul. And the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, Homor min ator minayin, Shenemar hamin ha'etz hazeh achaltem. There's a lot of pshatim, but there's a pshat, hamin ha'etz hazeh achaltem is suffix. Did you eat from it? Did you? Didn't you? And then Adam is makrish and he says, no! Hakhosho and suffix and bilbul. That's Haman, and that's Amalek. And a person has to be moicha that Amalek. And that's where Simcha comes in, because ain't Simcha kataras asfekis. Ain't Simcha kataras asfekis. As mitzabrech, the suffix, the uncertainty, the bilbo of the Amalek, then you come to a behilus, and that's how you get to the simcha of the hator of that suffix. Amalek is gaiva, Amalek is suffix. The opposite of that is the hakora gmura of ein oid muvada. We know that in the Megillah it says Hamelech, and Hamelech could mean Kipshute Achashverish. And there's an Avada, we understand that Hamelech is to be understood. Hamelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a deeper meaning to everything in the Megillah. There's a vort from Rabbi Osher, Shlita, Murder the Kazakh, and it's Mamish Lashitosi, Ki Yadua, in most Sugyas, whenever the Briskarov goes to with a gang, and he boys us that there's Tzvei Dinim in the Sugya, Asachma or Rabbi Osher come Fakert, and he boys the Sugya Andish, and he boys us, no, Fakert, it's his Ein Din. Kachu Darka. So the same thing in this sugya. The Basha says, people think this is two mahalachim. There's a melech, it's a chashverish. It's one mahalach. And there's another mahalach, a melech, a kodesh baruch. Oh, but the end is his name, it says, ein din. Ein oid muvadoi. It's all shluchish al kodesh baruch. Everything a kodesh baruch is pulling the ropes. It's one pshat, it's not two pshat. That's the darga that a person comes to on Purim, that he realizes that taket is only one mahalach. Now everyone thinks that, you know, his world of ruchnius, his avodas Hashem, his davening, his tefillah, his ben adam l'chaveiro, his ben adam l'mokam, his ben adam l'atzmai, and all of that. And then, you know, and he's focused on that, and he's talking, doing good. But then there's also, you know, reality, the real world, you know, tachlis, you know. No. So the einvelt. The real world is the oilam ha'emes. L'achamei ha'esrim. That's what people say, they're going into the real world. The real world, everyone eventually gets to the real world. However, that hakara comes on Purim. Now on Purim, we come to this highest level, and that's why it's Dafka Bahalt, and it's a Moira de Gazach. As far as I'm right, Purim, in the different Madregas of spheres, to understand, Purim is Keser. Purim is the highest. So I saw Moshul, Nesiva Shalom brings, says, if you have to transfer the king's keser, right, if you don't have a Brinks truck, dafka, the way we do it, that they would find an old jalopy car, horse and buggy, but mamish full of shmatas, that no one would have told them that this is where they, it's all behalten, that's how you have to transfer it. So this soy from Purim is gor behalten. It's gor behalten. But dafka, the avoida is to try to be misboinen and to find it, and through the Ein Oid Muvadai to come to the Akarataka of Yet. You have to know how Amalek works though, because that's what it's all about. Amalek always comes and messes things up mamish near the end. Mamish near the end. Adam Arishan was about to make the Tikkun HaOlam. He was supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas on Friday night after he was Mekabel Shabbos, and then the world would have come to the Tikkun and Fakaret, he made early Shabbos, and the Nochash comes and puts a stop to it, and then Fakaret, history has changed, then we have to wait, there's the Ovois that'll bring them back, and then finally have Yetzias Mitzrayim, where at that point it's supposed to mamish come, and everything is supposed to come, they're going to go into the Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be Shlemes Oilem, Vayovei Amalek. Right before the going into Eretz Yisrael comes Bolak and Bilam. Bolak and Bilam is the letters Amalek. You take out the base. Bolak and the Ayin Mem of Bilam. Nochamo. Bimei Shaul HaMelech had an opportunity for Mechias HaMolek. We learned that one also. That's the one in Shmuel. And Vayter HaMolek, but they got dressed up as the animal. This, HaMolek. Right at the end of Golus Bavel, at the end of the Shivim Shanas, when the story of Purim happens, comes Haman. It's Keseder HaMolek comes at the epitome of the Gevaldik Ishtarki Ibrior's man of Ksubis. And he comes, he's trying to stop it. HaMolek tries to stop. And a little more breiter a cook. Bechlal, avada we're holding already by Ikvis of the Mashiach, it's so poshut. And that's dafka why Amalek is coming, mamash, with all of his koiches, from all kinds of mechamas, all kind of tirdus, all kind of different yetzaharas, all kind of redifus against the Torah, against Steiger, against Ruchnius. That's always how he works. He puts that suffix in Ramesh right near the end. And the art is to overcome, but to be mocked that that's what's going on. Now the way the Purim works It's Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is that on one hand everything was benister and they didn't know what was going on, and a person has to be Megala that Esther. Megillas Esther, a person is Megala that Esther. You do it, this far and bring down. It says in the Mishnah, Megilla Nikris, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tesvov. Loi Pachas v'lo Yosef. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvov is 65. That's the shame of Admus. That's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu then when it's benister, not Yud Kevav. The shame of Admus is 65. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvov is 65. Loi Pachas v'lo Yosef. Not 10. Yud and Tezayin. Yud and Tezayin is 26. Yud Kevav. The Arbet by Purim is Mitaych the Hester. Mitaych the Hester of the Shem Agnes, not the not Megillah. But we have to realize, the Rambam brings it down, that all the Sifri Nevi'im are going to be in his battle, except for Megillah Esther. And there's a vort that they say, the Mishnah says in Megillah, HaKoyriyas HaMegillah LaMafrei Alo Yotza. Mishnah LaMafrei Alo Yotza. If someone reads the Megillah, he thinks, yeah, it's a story that happened Amol. It's a geschichter, it's a history. Lo yotza. Then you missed the boat. You didn't have the word. But that, we have to understand that it's talking to us, even Lasse Lovi, and certainly now in the Ikvis of the Meshicha, in the Ikvis of the Meshicha, it's talking to us. It says, Mamash, at the end of the Megillah, there's a murder gevort from Chaskel Abramsky. One of the last psukim in the Megillah. Mamash near the end. V'cholmai say tokvoy of v'chishvei of Mordechai halihem k'suvim al sefer divrei ayom l'malchim modi uporas. That means that pasuk saying, if you want to know all the story of Mordechai and how he went to Gedul and all that, you check it up in the divrei ayom of malchim modi uporas. Divrei ayom malchim modi uporas doesn't mean sefer divrei ayom of Tanakh. It means the chronicles of the ancient, from Mordechai. So what's it bringing? What he says. You want to know the history? Look it up over there. This is not history. This is Megillah Esther. You want to know Genoid's story, the details? That already you can check up. I'll say it there. Yom Malchim Adi Uparas. You want to know all the years, how it happened, what chronological order of events? Check it out over there. That's not what we're going on over here. Over here, we have Megillah Esther. Purim, we also say, is Yom Kippurim. Mi Nitla B'mi. Purim is even hecher than Yom Kippur. So muscle person has a brick wall, a kier between him and the Rabbanu Shalom, between Ben Adam Machaver, between him and his friend. One way is you knock them out brick by brick, you start taking it apart with all kind of alchets, and you go through and you the protiest it, and little by little you start knocking down the or if in a relationship between another person, you slowly try to fix up a relationship that went off. But there's another mahalich that it happens in an instant. It happens with v'nahapichu. When a person is sometimes in the mud, and he's sometimes in the blood, and it's epesnisht, and it's a gatenisht, and he's thinking about what's going to be, and his grossest she'ifus already is that maybe he's just going to, you know, come, be in survival mode. On Purim we say no. V'nahapichu. In a second a person could have an echusdike total turnabout. That's what Purim is, even more than Yom Kippurim, through Ava ben Odom l'chaveroi, and Ava, Avas of HaKoras HaNeis, and Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKor of Enod Mulvadoi, a person could make that v'nahapichu in 1 second. And totally take take what he needs to take out of the Purim to come to Kirvas Hashem. The Gemara says in Yuma, HaSatan is Gematria 364, because the Satan is Makatrig on 364 days of the year, except for Yom Kippur. So HaSatan is 364. Except for Yom Kippur. So the Satan, first Hashem asked, it's a funny thing. Ha Satan, what's the hey? Satan is 359. And that should represent 359 days that Satan is Makatri. What's Hasatan is 364, and that's connected. The one day not is Yom Kippur. There should be another 5 days. So I saw some Achrayim say it's going on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. There's a lot of rise to this, not for now, that the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are mixes kemo Yom Kippur. It's mafurish in the Bir Agro, by Tachnun, he says, we don't say Tachnun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. One place he says, because it's Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Another place he says, because Yom HaMelech mixes kemo Yom Kippur. I wanted to say a Chiddush. It's going on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. And Hasot, this Sotan, which is, that there's one Yom Kippur. But then in fact, I also have these 5 days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, which is, it's Kula Yom Kippur. And it's Kula Matan Torah. It's Shavuos and Yom Kippur mixed into one. It's not Shaykh. Maholim Yom Kippur Yud Aleph. There's a Murdek Zach. Let's say a word from the Sasemis. State, it's Shulchan Aruch passage like that. The Machaber upon him. Chai Vodom. Not Chai Vodom. What's the Lashon? Chai Vinish. The Shulchan Aruch says Chai Vinish. I remember what the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is, but Chai, the Gemara says upon him. Chai Vinish Lufsumei. The Puriyah. So, there's a Shaul. The Ramah brings a different sheet. This Rishonim, yes or no? The Sharasin over there brings that you don't have to. You could be Soimachan, the various coolest of falling asleep. Make sure to fall asleep. Mitoich the shichrus. Not holding the gematria anymore of Aram and Baruch Mordechai. All different terim, coolest. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta had a chumra that even if you got to Adla Yada and then you sobered up, you mechuyev again. It's not a one-time thing to do. It's a p'tur shichrus. But it's also a kula, because if you never got to Adla Yada, you lemaisi did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to drink the whole day. But I don't want to be machmer osa, not like Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. So if you want to be machmer both, you have to at least get to Adla Yada once for sure during the day, and also to continue after. Okay? So there's different shittas. But the Sharatzin brings that you could be mekel and just drink yoiser milimudai. Yoiser milimudai. Yoiser milimudai means a person should drink more than he learned. If you learned a lot, it's a kumtai. You learned less. Yoiser milimudai. So he brings the Sharatzin. The raya that you don't have to be machmir is from the Rivo. It's very pekitzer. He just says raya from the Rivo. The Olam says, what's the raya from the Rivo? Who's the Rivo? So they say the pshat is, it's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Memtes that a certain matronusa came to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, and she told him, "You look mori v'rabbi. You look like you're paskening, but you look like you're drunk." His face was all like you're shined up, and he says, "You're saying you're sharing, you're passing. You look like your mom is drunk." So he told her, he says, "What are you talking about? By me, I never drink anything except for kiddush, havdalah, and arba kaisis. And even then, from the arba kaisis, I light from it from Pesach till Shavuos. I can't." Elisa, why am I all shiny? Chachmas Adam Tarponov. That's the Gemara in the Dor. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, she was accusing him of being drunk. He says, what say? So, by me, only Kiddush Abdullah and Arba Kaisis. And Arba Kaisis, forget about it. Tol Shmuz. Is a riot that he didn't drink on purr? It's a shver riot. Someone that's saying that he has a problem, you know, he had Kenish Toshin. Oh, but that's what he means. It's a riot from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Zoktis Fasemis, it's not a riot. Avad Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi drank on purr. What's the pshat? It says he drank arba koisis, and then he went from Pesach to Shavuos. What's that? It's an expression. Bin Shavuos, yeah? He said, no. Shavuos is Matan Torah. In Matan Torah already, then the yain, he wasn't soivel. Then it's already under Madrid. Zoktis Fasemis. Purim is Kippur, and Shavuos is Amin, and Purim Zichr he was able to drink. He didn't even have to bavarn it. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi was bavarning Kiddush Abdullah of arba koisis from Pesach to Shavuos. The Adlayada from Purim, which is kumt from Yom Kippur and from Shavuos to Zamen, das is man dechar shmei. So yada ein zoyche taka zukumin to the hakara von einoid muvadoi and avas Hashem and avas Yisrael be'emes.